Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Music for Chamber Orchestra will be this week's program. We'll hear the intense, passionate, lyrical concerto for violin and orchestra by Margaret Brouwer, Linda Bouchard's Exquisite Fires for Chamber Orchestra, and Augusta Reed Thomas's Spirit Musings for violin and orchestra. If you're a regular listener to Into the Light, you may remember that I played the percussion concerto of Margaret Brouwer a couple of weeks ago. This violin concerto shows off her lyrical writing while still exploring sound worlds and creating drama, as she did in the percussion concerto. Brouwer is head of the composition department and holder of the Vincent Kay and Edith Smith Chair in Composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music. She was named a Guggenheim Fellow in 2004. Her music has been programmed by the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, at Steinway Hall, Merkin Hall, and Symphony Space, by the Orchestra of St. Luke's, and by the Cassatt, Cavani, and Audubon String Quartets, among others. In Washington, D.C., Margaret Brouwer's works have been heard at the Kennedy Center, the Corcoran Gallery, the Phillips Gallery, and the Contemporary Music Forum. Concerto for Violin and Orchestra was inspired by violinist Michi Wianco's virtuosic, fiery playing and beautiful singing sound in all the traditional concertos, according to Brouwer, and also her interest in other forms of musical expression. Gypsy bands, pop, folk, and trip-hop found their way into this concerto. The concerto is in three movements entitled Narrative, Ballad, and Gypsy. Brouwer says that the first movement inhabits a thoughtful, sometimes brooding atmosphere, haunted by underlying feelings of frustration and sadness. Ballad, the second movement, conjures up memories of Brouwer's visit 2 years ago to the atmospheric Welsh seaside village of Llandudno, sitting in a cozy cafe where a vocalist sang languid ballads. Those memories surfaced when she took on what she calls a somewhat intimidating challenge of overlying her compositional style with aspects of Wianco's special interest in these pop folk styles. The result is melodies and harmonies in Brouwer's own unique style, but with rhythmic elements from British folk pop infused with the mood of that Llandudno cafe. The third movement was inspired by gypsy band music. In their fast music, says Brouwer, they appear to be having so much fun playing with abandon at breakneck speed. Let's hear it now with Michi Wianco violin and the City Music Cleveland Live, James Gaffigan, conductor.